The possibility of it, of course, arose only because the Hotel Salle in Paris, where the Picasso, Musée Picasso is closed for renovation. And thus it was possible for the pictures to be liberated and visit various parts of the world, and Sydney is one of those most privileged destinations. It is a survey right from the beginning, from the late 1890s to 1972, 7.5 decades, of the artist who I think defines the 20th century, and of course created what is undisputably, the greatest anti-war picture ever made in the form of Guernica, which he did in 1937. And interestingly, when you go to Court 9 at the back there, go and have a look round, because there's a photographic sort of, a brief photographic essay on the making of that picture. But I think the crucial thing is that Picasso said, you know, that I'm the greatest collector of Picassos. He also said that if I had my way, I wouldn't get rid of any of them. And I take his point. And but these are the works that he did retain. So these became his crucial reference points. They became his signposts, his landmarks, his diaries. And I think those are these are the works that meant most to him. And here we have this extraordinary exhibition charting that incredible, prodigious life, creative life.